I could list obscure European tractor brands off the top of my head like an old Italian wheat farmer. But I think my most intense obsession, like many kids, was dinosaurs. I knew more about dinosaurs at the age of 5 than I do now. And I was all but certain that I would one day become a paleontologist. I don't know exactly where this dinosaur obsession came from, but I think part of it was just that dinosaurs looked so cool. I had all these books filled with incredible drawings of colorful dinosaurs leaping around, roaring, and tearing into one another. I fell in love with the artwork in those books.
And at least for the time being, art is the only way we experience dinosaurs. We can study bones and fossils, but barring the invention of time travel or some Jurassic Park resurrection scenario, we will never see these animals with our own eyes. There are no photos or video, which means that if we want to picture how they look, someone has to draw them.
Hello, I'm Dr. Robert Bucker, known to the folks in North Texas as Jurassic Bob. I dig bones, dinosaur bones.
Bob Bucker is one of the most famous living paleontologists, and he also happens to be a very skilled paleo artist. He thinks the two go hand in hand.
Art is very important in teaching natural history, science, maybe all science. Teach everyone art, and everyone music, too, patterns. Jeez.
I like Bob a lot. When I interviewed him in a studio in Boulder, Colorado, he showed up an hour early, and he brought his own snacks.
He's got snacks here. He's got coffee and some apple pie.
Free-range apple pie. This is so liberal, this place. This is so Boulder. Cage-free apple pie.
Once we got started with our interview, Bob said that, like me, he got obsessed with dinosaurs and dinosaur art pretty early on.
How I got hooked was a piece of journalism from 1953, Life magazine cover story called The World We Live In, and had pictures of dinosaurs and whatnot.
The cover image was the head of a long-necked dinosaur sitting in a swamp, munching on grass, with a stegosaurus in the background, sort of staring off into space. And inside was this long article about evolution.
After 2 hours with that Life magazine, I announced to my startled parents, "Mom and Dad, I want to grow up and be a vertebrate paleontologist." And Dad had no expression, and Mom smiled and said, "That's nice, dear. It's a stage you'll outgrow."
But unlike me, dinosaurs weren't just a childhood phase for Jurassic Bob. By the time he headed off to college, a career in vertebrate paleontology was still the game plan.
But it was kind of a strange time to be entering the field. In the mid-20th century, American dinosaur science was in a bit of a rut. Dinosaurs were considered big, dumb, cold-blooded reptiles. Evolutionary failures destined for extinction.
And that view of dinosaurs affected how they were painted and drawn.
Most of the paintings of dinosaurs, they're not moving. They're not interacting with each other. There's no spark of intelligent social life.
And their bodies were like hulking masses.